The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's called What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Manny and Matt are keeping us on schedule, and we appreciate the good work they do. Manny takes your calls. Matt schedules all of our guests, and these guys are busy. The great Ravate, the great Manny. Glad to have them. Friday, final hour of the program, and I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a weekend. Holy buckets. And we're going to inch up there to some halfway decent temperatures, almost worthy of the fact that it's about to be May. So, as you know, we have a plan to do a robust schedule of talk radio town halls between now and Election Day, June 14th. And then we'll pick up and do a whole round of town halls now till the November election. So we have a busy schedule here, and we really appreciate the fact that the candidates are willing to come on and take your questions. Because really, this issue isn't about what's on Scott Hannon's mind. That doesn't matter. Not Todd Mitchell's mind. That doesn't matter, because all he thinks about is Mercedes convertibles. What matters...
No, that's not true.
What's on your mind. Your mind, that's right. You got a Buick a week now, a Buick a day. Yeah. Anyway...
Well, we're moving over to GMC now.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, we really want to know what's on your mind and whether you text us. We get a lot of those. Already getting texts from Wayne now. Emails, calls, we welcome those questions. Wayne Stangel will join us in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Doug Burgum was here Wednesday. Next week, we go back and forth again. We're going to do this all the way till the election day. We've asked them. We've asked the lieutenant governor candidates. We've asked each of them to debate. And... I think everybody's agreeable to everything that we're scheduling, and we're doing it for you, the listeners. So looking forward very much to these conversations as we continue to go. So another Talk Radio Town Hall hour, this hour with Attorney General Wayne Stengem and candidate for governor Wayne Stengem, who joins us on our newsmaker line right now. Wayne, how you doing today?
Doing very well, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show. Again,
you like me have UND loyalties, but it was still kind of it wasn't kind. It was just darn fun watching that stuff with Carson Wentz yesterday, wasn't it?
It just was, and this is really a North Dakota story, and broader than that, you've got Carson Wentz, who is just the kind of role model that our young people need to look to—a man of faith and good hard work, and just a good North Dakota story. It's been kind of fun because Nicole Pullman, who's my lieutenant governor candidate, was Carson's teacher at Century High School here in Bismarck, so she knows him well and has a connection, just like so many people in the state of North Dakota do. So it's just been a great year for us. And the thing, of course, because I have UND. Ties like I do. It's a great story of what's happening both with the Bison and of course with UND hockey. Been a great year for us, and we're so proud of what everybody's doing.
You're a mixed marriage, however, right? So you have.
I do. And I was in Grand Forks last night speaking to a group of college Republicans, but Beth was at the community bowl here in Grand Forks, proudly wearing her Bison proud sweatshirt, and she's of course a strong supporter of NDSU.
So you mentioned a few stops there on the campaign trail. What are people saying? What are they talking about?
We're hearing a lot, and it's so worthwhile to be able to go around and do this. I was in Rugby on Monday and Fargo on Tuesday. Wednesday, we went over to Dickinson last night up in Grand Forks. The week before that, we were in Devil's Lake. So we're kind of hearing what people are concerned about. And a lot of the issues, of course, have to do with local issues. In Rugby, for example, there's a lot of concern about that proposal for a deep well bore to test the possibility of using that site for nuclear waste disposal. I think that's something that's not going to happen. in other areas across the state really were concerned about water, the question of too much water or too little water. And everybody is concerned, like I am, about the prospects for the next budget to make sure we're balancing the budget to make sure that our income and our expenses lead to a balanced budget.
Interesting.
And the other big thing that I'm hearing everywhere I go is the concern about the heroin epidemic that we're seeing in North Dakota and plans looking forward to deal with that issue. So those are just some of the things. Infrastructure is big, especially out in the West. The legislature made some good, strong investments in improved infrastructure out there. What we're going to be able to afford to do next time will depend on what our revenues are, of course.
You know, I asked your opponent this because he brought up a lot of questions on jobs, the economy, people really worried, downsizing, things that are happening as a result, obviously, of oil. He'd been out in oil country. And I said, well, what can you do? And I wasn't trying to be cutesy about it, but I mean, so often, politicians say, I'm the job guy, I'm the job creator. Well, we know no politician's ever created a job, right? I mean, you can work your butt off to help the environment be right, but ultimately it's capital and it's everything else. Same question on the question you just raised on the drug concern. Now, obviously that's a little more tangible, and you've been in that arena before, but swing for the fences for me for a second on that issue. You know, we're hearing about the opiates, we're hearing about the overdose, the painkillers, that lead to this, and, you know, just horrible, heartbreaking stories. And law enforcement is, you know, you can see in their eyes. They are very, very concerned about what is happening in a big, big way. What's a big idea to fix it?
A number of things that we really need to do, because we're seeing that law enforcement is increasingly concerned. Whoever thought that heroin would be a problem in North Dakota, and it's not, of course, just North Dakota, but we're seeing it here, where heroin was always a big city issue and not something that we saw here. People in some of the big cities would be on heroin, and they could be on it for a long, long time. And tragic as that is, now what we're seeing is that the potency of the heroin is increasing, and even more dangerous than that is the fact that home labs and purveyors of that deadly substance are lacing it with other powerful painkillers, most notably fentanyl, which in very small doses can be fatal, and that is unfortunately what we're seeing in North Dakota. And so we need to address this in three ways. And the first is public education, to let people know you do not know. You do not know the potency or the danger that can be posed by taking substances that are concocted in ways that nobody ever knows. There's no quality control in those particular products. And now we're seeing that people across the state are suffering horrible consequences. Grand Forks.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, what I'm trying to get at is, like Dave Todd, the police chief in Fargo, said, hey, you know what I want to do? I want to make sure every drug dealer knows you come to my city, you got a better chance than most of getting arrested. Throwing
That's
in the
exactly right. And fortunately, and I talked with Chief Todd when I was over in Fargo on Tuesday, and Sheriff Laney about the same issue, because we're all, of course, concerned about it. They're going to do a community meeting there, as they are in Grand Forks, to alert the public about the dangers, to stay away from this in the first place. The second thing we need to do is to continue to invest in public safety, like we have, to make sure that these people who are selling these products meet justice. And that's why we have prisons. The other thing that we need to make sure that we're doing is to shift away from the current system we have, where we're just ever building new prisons, and counties are increasing the size of their jails. And what we know is that at least 80% of the people who are incarcerated in the prison or in the local jails have addiction problems, and we're not doing what we need to do to address that addiction. And what we know is that if we don't do that, we will see these same folks go through the prison system, serve their sentence. 95% of them do get out eventually. And if they go back into the same environment they were without adequate treatment, All we know is they're going to get back into that same lifestyle, and they're coming back into the prison, and we can't afford that. So one of the things that I've been working on, Alternatives to Incarceration Committee, and we're coming up with a proposal to provide that kind of treatment so we can reduce recidivism, and over the long term, we won't see that we have to constantly increase the size of our prisons. Instead, we'll address the addiction side of the issue in an effective way, and that's very important. Some people belong in jail, as I mentioned, and we're here to make sure that that happens. And so many of these people that are actually killing our citizens in an alarming number, by the way, just deserve to get good, long, stiff prison sentences.
I want to get a text in here for you. Question for Wayne. He says he has an A-plus rating with the NRA, but yet Deb in his office this year is trying to make it so the Friends of the NRA in North Dakota don't have successful events this year by saying they can only have one raffle permit for the whole state. You've not returned any calls.
What you're talking about, there are rules for conducting raffles for Friends of the NRA, other groups, and we have to make sure that they abide what the statute is. And we're not trying to make it hard for anybody, but we do have statutes that require what it is and the amounts that you can give away as prizes and raffles. And we try to work with these groups, but the statute says what it says.
Okay.
And we may be looking at amending that statute next session so that we can make the prizes a little bigger.
All right. And if you hang on tight. Don't go away. Wayne Stengel, questions or comments, welcome. Text, calls, emails when we continue. Don't go away.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
have to be mobile in these days, in this day and age, right? I mean, in your hand is what is the equivalent of, you know, a room-sized computer. Not all that long ago. And the good folks at B-Mobile give you that ability to be where you need to be and be mobile and be connected, and they do it in a really unique way, because I don't know that anybody, a company like this, has as many locations as they do in every corner of North Dakota. They really are great. And my other favorite thing about going to B-Mobile is if, you know, I have maybe left Verizon, heard some really good deal from somebody else, said, I'm going to go do that deal, and it sort of just didn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, you can come home to Verizon to B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch up to $650 right now. All the details in their stores, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devils Lake, Bottineau, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. Bmobile.com, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Back with another Talk Radio Town Hall on this Friday with Attorney General Wayne Stengem, candidate for governor. So, Wayne, I want to do something here. We have received calls about the Obamacare ads in this campaign back and forth, and people are confused. And I want to do two things. And this is a little longer than we normally would, but I'm going to take a couple of minutes here. We're going to play you a caller that we got, and then we're going to play you the response to a similar call from Congressman Kramer about the Obamacare issue. And I want to give you a chance to hear this and respond, because people are genuinely confused about whether you're for Obamacare or against Obamacare, why you would be one of, you know, 21 attorney generals, the only Republican to join this effort. They want to know. So I want to spend some time on this. Let's go first to the caller who called. This will explain sort of how people feel about it. Go to Janine.
I'm hearing all these campaign things. Doug Burgum's campaign for governor is saying that Stengem was the only Republican governor to support Obamacare from the very beginning. The Stengem campaign is denying this. And, you know, how do you find out the truth? Have you noticed that on your radio programs, that this is what's going on with the advertising? They're just pointing the finger at each other in regards to Obamacare. I have a hard time believing that Stengem is doing this. And I just don't know. But is my question here to the audience and to you is this dirty politics, and is all fair in politics as it is all is fair in love and war? It seems like all is fair in politics. It doesn't matter how dirty it is, but lies will be told.
Okay, that her name, by the way, is Christine. Christine called with that concern. A similar caller called today for Congressman Kramer, and I asked him to get into a little detail on this, because this issue, you know, was in Congress, obviously, as well, in the fight to repeal Obamacare. Here's what Congressman Kramer said about the King versus Burwell case that led to this whole discussion.
King filed that lawsuit, and a whole bunch of Republican attorneys general and Republican governors, Republican-run states, joined that lawsuit. A whole bunch of Democratic-run states supported, in an amicus brief, supported Burwell, that is to say Obamacare and the Obama administration, and one of those states was North Dakota, but North Dakota is the only Republican state to do so. That is a fact. However, I think the characterization of that situation, that Wayne Stengem, having signed the amicus with the Democratic attorneys general and the administration, somehow supports Obamacare, I think that is an exaggerated conclusion. So in essence, it's like a lot of political issues. You know, both sides have some truth in them. I will tell you, North Dakota joining that side, in my view, was a very big political mistake. And I think it was a legal mistake, frankly. I think the clear language of the law was such that we Republicans were on the right side. However, the Attorney General, as I understand it, his argument is for joining the Democrats is noble in the sense that he was defending the North Dakotans who were on the federal exchange and receiving the tax credit. That said, his obligation is to the law. And so that's a fair, honest, you know, transparent debate. I just think the conclusion that he somehow was the only Republican that supports Obamacare is a false conclusion.
Okay, so there you have from a couple of points of the analysis on this thing. Is he right to say both sides have truth? In other words, it is right for the Burgum campaign to say what they've said about the actual joining the lawsuit, But it's but he's also saying it's not that doesn't the conclusion shouldn't then be that you support Obamacare.
Well, I don't support Obamacare, and I think that it's well known that I don't. I was in on the ground floor helping to spearhead the initial lawsuit against Obamacare right at, and it was the day after the law was signed by President Obama. I and a number of Republican attorneys general across the country filed that lawsuit that went all the way and quickly to the United States Supreme Court. I went to Washington and for 3 days sat in the front row of the United States Supreme Court in our effort to overturn Obamacare. My record on that issue couldn't be clearer, and any suggestion to the contrary is simply deceptive. And that's why I'm so disappointed in the campaign that Doug Burgum has been initiating in a very negative and inaccurate way to suggest that I support Obamacare. I guess I know what I support and what I don't support. In fact, when I was in Washington and in the Supreme Court, Scott, I think I called into your show to talk to you about how things were going, and we talked about the fact that we thought we were going to be successful in the Supreme Court, and we almost were. And in fact, in some of our legal claims, we did win. Unfortunately, Justice Roberts kind of let us down by saying, yes, we know it's a violation of the Commerce Clause, but because this is a tax, it's something that he felt we should uphold. So the vote was 5-4 on the U.S. Supreme Court, and my record on that could not possibly be clearer, and any suggestion to the contrary is inaccurate. And
is it fair to say though? And I hear everything you said. I think you made the same point that Kevin Cramer has. But he also said, you know, both sides have truth. And the truth is that you were the only Republican Attorney General to join King versus Burwell with the Democrats. Right?
In support of yes, that's correct. But that's in support of the taxpayers of North Dakota, because after Obamacare was upheld, what happened is that every citizen of North Dakota and every other state was required to buy insurance, and they were offered the opportunity in the legislature to either establish a state exchange to buy that insurance or to go with a federal exchange. But in either case, everyone understood that those who got that insurance, paid the premium, would get a tax credit for the price of the premium they were paying. And it seemed to me that it would be a huge mistake to use in this chess game as pawns the honest taxpaying citizens of North Dakota, most of them lower income, who did what the law required of them, and that is buy insurance, and now come in and say, we're going to yank that tax credit.
Why didn't more Republican attorney generals do the same thing?
I don't know why they didn't. I can only explain that from my point of view, I thought that it was important that I stand up for what the legislature did and for what the honest citizens of North Dakota who bought that insurance, and there were 16,000 of them that bought that insurance,
sure,
thinking that they were going to get a tax credit that they needed to help pay the premium. And
when we
I just think it's wrong to pull the rug out from under them and say you're not going to get that tax credit.
It's been a good discussion on this issue, because I think it helps people understand how campaigns work and how issues can be, you know, perceived by both sides. And you also, you know, you got Wayne's side, you got Doug's side. Now you decide for yourself what you think is the best approach on this. But I think we will switch gears when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't believe Carson Wentz didn't pick this as his song. You know, they let him pick songs this year in the first round. They could pick a song, and after their name was announced, song would come on, and this, you know, would come out. I thought it'd be this one for sure. What was it? I don't even know that I recognize it.
Flyover Country or Flyover State or whatever that was.
Oh, God bless them. How great is that, huh?
Yeah. After Goff picked California Love for his, it was just so fitting.
That's hilarious. That's great. I wonder how long you took to think about that. That's a question next time we talk with them. That's pretty cool. Polar Service Center is a big company. Polar Tank Trailer Company is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have 30 Polar Service Centers around the country. They have one in Williston. They have one in Kildare. And they want you, if you're a technician or a tank trailer mechanic, and have any kind of experience. In fact, if you have good experience, you could be making $32 an hour at Polar Service Center. Does that sound like a good deal? Call Terry at 507-696-1164 and get yourself in the queue for an interview. 507-696-1164 at Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem, candidate for governor, June 14th, the primary, Republican primary, a three-way race between Wayne, Doug Burgum, and Paul Sorum. And we are spending time with all the candidates now between now and June 14th to get your questions answered. Like Karen in Fargo, your question for Mr. Stengem. Karen, go ahead.
I am a Democrat. So North Dakota is the only Republican state who put its people first and wanted its tax credit to help its people.
So you're talking about, obviously, the previous discussion on the North Dakotans who were enrolled in the exchange. That's what she's talking about, right, Wayne?
Okay. Well, can you imagine the furor that would have erupted if the Supreme Court had ruled opposite of what it was? And, of course, the Supreme Court upheld the law, and the vote was 6-3, so it wasn't really close, saying that whether you're in the federal exchange or the state exchange, if you bought insurance as required by law, you're going to get that income tax credit. And I thought that that was very important. It upheld what the legislature did, and it also is the right thing to do by the taxpayer, because I'm not for tax increases. I'm against tax increases. And I couldn't think of any other moral way to proceed than to assure people that what they were promised is exactly what they're going to get. Tax credits aren't just for the wealthy. These tax credits were for low and moderate income people who only did one thing, and that is to buy the insurance because the law required it.
Appreciate the call, Karen. John Minot, next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what gives the Supreme Court permission to rewrite a bill signed by, passed by Congress and passed by Congress and signed by the President of the United States. What gives the Supreme Court permission to change that bill?
Well, there's lots of ways that the Supreme Court has disappointed us, and I certainly was disappointed when the Obamacare ruling came down, because we really thought after we left that United States Supreme Court building after our hearing that we were going to succeed. And, of course, we didn't, and there's not much you can say except that the Supreme Court is not final because they're infallible, but they are infallible because they're final. And once they make
the
ruling,
the Supreme Court should be impeached for changing that bill.
Well, I think what really we need, I mean, when it gets right down to the bottom line here, is we need a president, and we need to maintain a Congress who will do the right thing and enact the statutes and do it in the proper way.
This isn't just about
Obamacare. I mean, we've got bigger problems than that even when it comes to the Environmental Protection Agency.
But Wayne, let's be honest. We're going to be dead and buried before what you just described is going to happen to be able to do it. I mean, especially if Hillary Clinton's elected, right? I mean, come November. I mean, so
that's my point, Scott. That's my point. And we really do need in this election, and people need to know, is of critical importance, because now we're fighting over getting a new member of the Supreme Court, and we're not, in the best of circumstances, we're not going to do anything but replace.
John, correct me if I'm wrong, but I interpret what you're saying to say, hey, judges are supposed to, this is their duty to do this. They've blown their duty. Set aside the president, which I'm with Wayne, get a president, appoint the right people. That's ideal, right? Give us some more Scalias to get this right. But he's saying if they're not doing their job, impeach him. Is he right?
Well, I mean, that's an option that you would have. I think we are better off going on the front end and making sure we're appointing people like Antonin and Scalia and that will uphold the original intention of the U.S. Constitution. Why else have a constitution if it doesn't mean what it says when it was written?
I share your frustration, John, and it sounds like mine does as well.
So do I. I mean, it just happens all the time. And I thought of the Obamacare that for that very reason that we were going to be successful, but not so.
So I want to talk about something that your campaign put out yesterday related to angel funds.
Yes.
And I am not going to get in the weeds here because I don't understand it well enough to get into the weeds. But I know that basically it's the whole idea behind it is to get capital, right? Is to put capital in a fund to fund, companies that are startups and, create jobs and everything else. And one of the toughest things for anybody, I know it firsthand, when you have an idea for a company is to find the capital. So these angel funds put together a process to raise the capital and then vet the ideas and the opportunities.
Maybe you understand it better than you think, because that's exactly why they were established, to raise venture capital for startup companies and give what amount to some very generous tax credits for people who are willing to make that investment. But I think that it's clear to assume that the legislature in doing so intended that the jobs that would be created and the businesses that would be started would be here in North Dakota. I don't know that it's fair to ask the taxpayers in North Dakota to bear the burden so that somebody can set up a business in Washington or New York or Arizona.
Okay, so help me though. Just stop. Back up a second. So the legislature passes a law or an idea to have these angel funds, right? I mean, this
right.
is their program.
Right.
And then these programs are set up, and then they go out and try and get capital. And you're saying when the capital is raised and people come in, they could create a job somewhere else.
That's right.
And that's what you're
right.
saying is wrong. How does
I don't
that
think it's
up?
Wrong. And I'm not saying that it is a violation of the law, because I think the law really needs to be tightened up so that it can be more transparent. Because what I think the citizens of North Dakota want to know, and I know the legislators who met on that very topic earlier this week want to know, is what did North Dakota get out of this? And that's something that I really think needs to be tightened up so we can get an answer to the question, what are we going to get here in North Dakota for the establishment of business and for the creation of jobs, to then determine whether it's worth the investment of giving these generous tax credits. And so, I think that those who took that money ought to be willing to provide the information. And I want to quickly say that there are, I know a number of people who took those angel fund monies who are creating jobs here in North Dakota, and it has proven beneficial. But what we really need is to tighten up the law to make sure we've got some transparency and then get some answers to the question, what is North Dakota getting out of this?
So, and by the way, to know more about this and understand this, we are planning a trip to the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota, Bruce Jovic's shop up there, because they do this really well. And Bruce is kind of pioneering it. And I want to understand it and get under the hood a little bit about what it does and how it works. But what I'm having a hard time understanding is you're saying that, it's lawful. Everything's been fine in that regard, and it's what the legislature passed. But there's a moral obligation to use those tax credits for North Dakota jobs. If there was, why in the world didn't the, I mean, your lieutenant governor candidate voted on this. Your legislature voted on this. I mean, why is this Doug Burgum's wrongdoing? Why isn't it the legislature's wrongdoing?
And I'm not saying there's wrongdoing, because I don't know the answer to the question of what it was that was done with these tax credits, where the jobs were, where the businesses were established. And that's why I think it's incumbent really on those who want to see the program continue to explain what they did and whether there was a benefit to the state of North Dakota. And that's all we're really asking, is to answer those questions, because if this program is going to be continued, I think that that is a major question that is going to be asked, because we need to decide whether it was worth it to the citizens of North Dakota and the taxpayers of North Dakota to establish the program, and then whether it's worth it to continue it. And unless those questions are answered, we're going to have some problems continuing the program. And I do support it. I support it. I know that Senator Poolman voted for it as well. But I think that was done with the understanding, implicit if not stated, that it would be obviously for the benefit of North Dakota, for jobs and businesses here, not somewhere else.
Do you doubt that Doug Burgum would have invested the vast majority of his resources in North Dakota?
You know, I guess I know that the numbers show that most of the funding from the Arthur Venture Company went to businesses that were established out of state. But because we don't have the information that I hope will be provided, it's impossible to say at this
point. Well, I'm saying Doug Burgum, Great Plains Software, the Kilburn Group, whatever, it would seem to be pretty well known that a lot of his resources have been put back in North Dakota.
That's exactly. I don't dispute any of that. And you know, I'm hoping, Scott, that as this campaign goes on, we can get off of this negative campaigning, these ads claiming that I was for Obamacare when I'm not, and all of those kinds of things. I campaign around the state. Let me tell you what I hear from the average citizen, and it's this. Quit being negative. Tell us what you're for.
Well, in the world, but Wayne, you just questioned the moral obligation of your opponent. How's that not negative?
I think that he does have an obligation, anyone who is taking those funds, to simply answer some simple questions. It's not negative. Answer the question of what is North Dakota getting out of it, and I think that would be something that most people would be proud to talk about.
Now, one last quick question, a little 30 seconds for this answer, and then we'll go to a break. I mean, North Dakota invests out of state all the time, right? You're on the land board. Aren't there out of state investments? I mean, pension funds invest out of state? I mean, we do all the
well, of course, pension funds are invested on the global or on the national scene in a number of different programs. That's not, that is only in fulfillment of the fiduciary duty that the land board does with the funds that they have this season.
Well, we don't have time to solve this one today, but I don't know, where do you draw that line, right? Like I say, I want to know more about this, but if I'm a North Dakotan and I invest in something because I believe in it and it creates jobs, Do I literally got to say you can't create the job outside of North Dakota when I'm investing my own money and risking my own?
No, but you're not. But if you're getting a generous tax credit, that's quite another question, isn't it?
But I only get a tax credit if, in fact, trying to remember how that works on the tax code. Anyway, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline with your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. Wayne Stengem, Attorney General, candidate for Governor with us in the Talk Radio Town Hall countdown between now and June 14th. One thing, by the way, I wanted to mention, we called our winner of the Carson Wentz contest for the 10 pounds of Cloverdale bacon, and he didn't want to come on the air. But we have a winner. I'm going to try and call him after and say, come on, you got to be part of the fun here. But we'll have to announce that, I guess, on Monday. So we'll do that then. Ryan in Northwood for Attorney General Wayne Stengen, what is on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to switch gears a little bit. Been a lot in the news about this 4% budget cut in the state. And my question is, we never hear anything about the budget levels. After this 4% cut their budget level, what's that going to be compared to, say, it was 6 years ago? Nobody has talked about how much it's increased the last few years.
You know, a lot of the increase that we saw was for one-time spending. That out of our $6 billion budget, $1.2 billion of that was money that was spent on a one-time basis for improving the roads that were in so much need of it in western North Dakota, because, as everybody knows, those roads in too many cases were just wholly inadequate. Too many people were dying. And so the legislature decided, and I think wisely so, let's build a four-lane highway from Williston to Watford City, get some bypasses around Dickinson and Kildare and Watford City and Williston so that we can reduce the number of fatalities and just have a better road system. But that was done and paid for with cash. And that's kind of a wise thing, it seems to me. Looking forward, whether we're going to be able to continue doing that kind of thing depends on what level of income that we have. The 4% reduction, I think, though, is important as just a starting place, because I think we're going to have to tighten our belts a lot more than that going forward into the next budget cycle, because at least now it looks like revenues are lower than were anticipated, and that means that you have to do a number of things. Certainly, we're going to fund our priorities, elementary and secondary education, public safety, continuing the property tax relief. But that means that there are other areas of the budget where we're going to have to start out with a deeper cut than that 4%.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. I forgot about this, but we need to do this because Ed Schaefer was on earlier this week, former governor, as you well know, now president of the UND. And I asked him, I said, I want your assessment on this governor's race. Doug Burgum, go. Wayne Stengen, go. And he did. He did 30 seconds. Whoa. Sorry, I was trying to explain what I was setting it up for. For him,
stop
but I
saying didn't... go for crying out loud.
I was explaining, which I didn't need to do, that I said that to Ed. But anyway, I asked him, and we had Doug on earlier this week, and Ed's commentary was played for him, so I wanted to give you the same opportunity to respond to what Ed had to say. Go ahead and roll, Ed.
Now go?
Now you can start, Todd. Yes, thank okay. you.
I think Wayne is a great public servant, of course, but I think his campaign has been in the "We deserve it, we own it, and we're going to get it." And I don't think they've worked real hard. I think they've just anticipated that they're going to be the best. And I think Doug Burgum is outworking them. But I think now the campaign seems to have awakened. And when it rises up, it's raising up in a negative manner. They're attacking back negatively. And so now we have negative on the one side, negative on the other side, and we're going to elect somebody that's negative. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't want to set up my public officials that way. I want to know who they are and what positively they're going to do for the state of North Dakota. So I'm disappointed in both campaigns.
Your response?
Well, I certainly can tell you that Ed understands, as I do, because I've been elected the longest-serving attorney general in North Dakota, but I understand these are not entitlements. They're not something that you get for any other reason other than that you earn them, and you do that on a day-by-day basis by doing your job and by doing it well. I'm disappointed that I have to get to a point where I'm now defending my own record against attacks that are simply not true, and that Obamacare ad is chief among them. I'm hoping, because I'm really disappointed that Doug would go this way. I never thought he would. I thought he would talk about his vision for tomorrow for North Dakota. That's what I want to do. I'm happy to talk about all of the things that we have going here in North Dakota, because I'm an optimist about what is happening. I've run 13 campaigns, 6 of them now statewide, and they've always been positive. And that's the thing that I'm proud of. Now, and I
sure want to let everybody know I'm working hard. As I mentioned, I've been to all around the state of North Dakota, traveling thousands of miles, which can be very difficult because I have to juggle that against the job that I have to do here as Attorney General. Fortunately, through modern technology, you can do just about everything that I'm required to do from anywhere around the state. But I want the citizens of North Dakota to know that I'm happy, I'm willing to serve as the governor of North Dakota and do so in a positive way, because we have so much to be proud of here in North Dakota. There's never been a better time to live in North Dakota than right here, right now, because of the prospects of what can happen for us as we diversify our economy, further utilize our enormous energy resources, our ag economy, even though we have to deal with many challenges on a short-term basis, and we do have budgetary challenges, but we've always met them.
Sure,
for 126 years, we've balanced our budget because not only because the Constitution requires it, but because it's the right thing to do. And we'll
Wayne,
do that.
Thanks a ton. Appreciate the hour. Appreciate the access. Unfortunately, yes, we could go for another hour, but we'll do it again very soon.
Okay.
We know.
Yes, we will.
Thanks, Wayne. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.